risks for the shareholders with a change of government federally. I would have thought there's two risks, probably material. One is a lack of relevance for us with the inability of our breakfast presenter to be able to ring the PM on his mobile and get him on. So if we get a freeze placed on us by the federal government like the Yemma government has done, our relevance will dwindle and our ability to pull the snowy float and do a few other things will also dwindle. So I'm wondering if you've looked at the risk management side of this, of not being able to deliver those power outcomes and gain that access which the station is renowned for. And the second point is the risk of a regulatory backlash against us by a Labor government and by a regulator who's been insulted by our largest shareholder and by our most prominent on-air talent. And obviously we've had that regulatory protection all these years, or Alan has, from his relationship with the PM. But once that's gone, there's surely got to be a risk that, you know, we could find substantial penalties, substantially tougher regime, and license Alan off air, etc. If they really wanted to throw the book at us, they could. So how as a board are you managing those risks or assessing those risks if they were to emerge, as now seems likely, particularly the change of government seems likely? I think we're paying Alan